Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. Childcare in the United States is changing because society in general is changing. Full of promise and potential, today's children are increasingly spending a significant portion of their first 5 years of life in an out-of-home setting. That means that next to the family environment, childcare is where infants, toddlers, and preschoolers are undergoing their most critical development. Studies show that children who have positive, productive experiences in childcare are better prepared socially and academically at school entry, which in turn means that they have a better chance for educational success. The key to it all, though, rests with the level of quality that a childcare setting offers. High quality is no longer a plus, it's a must. Childcare must be all-encompassing. It must address education, including school readiness. It must provide a safe and protective environment for children, one that fosters healthy emotional development and secure relationships with adults and other children. Above all, it must be a place where learning occurs amid loving care. It's important to remember that childcare workers are not babysitters. They're professionals who play an important role in a child's early learning and development. It takes more than just diapering, feeding, and dressing children to ensure that they get the best possible start in life. It takes more than a room full of expensive toys. Like good parenting, quality out-of-home care involves an eagerness to care about and interact with young children. What a child care provider does or doesn't do, and the relationships that they build with children in their care, will have important developmental consequences. Various studies undertaken at the National Research Council have examined this critical relationship between caregivers and children, and some clear findings and recommendations have emerged. Children are born ready to learn. From birth, children are able to develop their own understanding of the world from their experiences. This knowledge helps them form expectations of how things and people behave. The more positive this foundation of experience, the better children will be able to deal with new experiences, both good and bad, throughout life. Learning is based on a child's cognitive, social, emotional, language, and physical development, all of which are connected and interdependent. For example, learning to count can be influenced by a child's emotional development. Difficulty in getting along during playtime could be caused by delayed language skills. Heredity and environmental influences also work together during development. They can be positive factors or sources of risk, especially for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers who have disabilities or who are exposed to poverty, violence, or environmental harms. Childcare professionals should also be sensitive to how a child's nature can affect their own response and take care not to withdraw from an aggressive or hard-to-reach child. Getting to know children personally allows care providers to spot signs of stress that could potentially signal problems. In lots of homes, stress starts at a very early age. And most important, childcare professionals should take care not to fall into the trap of thinking that a child is born with a predetermined potential, when in fact they have enormous influence to positively affect a child. A child needs at least one loving adult. Strong, nurturing relationships created in trusting and safe environments allow children to develop the emotional, social, and intellectual skills that form the foundation for later learning. A child care provider should be a source of emotional stability and security that complements a parent's efforts and provides a child with the opportunity to spend more time learning. Quality child care can also help compensate when negative factors such as family problems, poverty, and violence make life difficult for children and affect their ability to bond with adults, make friends, feel empathy, learn language, and develop other important skills. Providers can keep children on the road to healthy development by helping them learn how to love, communicate, solve problems, and look forward to the future. There's no question that child care providers have a significant amount of influence in a child's life. Their nurture and support can go far in specific key areas of development. This is especially true in social and emotional growth. Socio-emotional growth involves getting along with adults and other children. The secure relationships that children form help improve their social and intellectual skills. Emotional well-being and strong social skills help preschoolers develop self-esteem, feel competent, and see the world as a positive place. Care providers should be emotionally available. Their presence is very important for social development in the child care setting. They should offer children varied opportunities to interact with each other and with them. Whether this means playing a simple game of peekaboo with an infant or helping a four-year-old settle an argument with a playmate, each opportunity for engaging a child's attention encourages and supports experiences that help children progress from being helpless to being able to do something important on their own. Language, communication, and early literacy are other areas where childcare professionals can have an impact. Research shows that there's a close relationship between language and reading. The earlier that children receive help, the earlier they gain language and communication skills that are essential for reading readiness. Providing lots of verbal stimulation like reading books, singing songs, telling stories, reciting nursery rhymes, and routinely talking with children helps them advance in their cognitive and language development. Care providers should actively expose children to different conversational situations in either groups or individual settings, depending on what's most appropriate for the age of the child. Babies, for example, need more one-on-one attention, while toddlers can benefit from both types of experiences. Preschoolers should be encouraged to develop their language skills by asking them open-ended questions, such as those that begin with how and why. And merely listening and responding to a child's efforts to communicate makes a difference. It can be as simple as picking up a crying baby or happily answering a toddler's question. Indeed, young children are extremely capable learners. They carefully and consistently build on what they already know, but they need adult help to advance. Creating a safe, healthy, emotionally supportive environment that offers stimulating experiences can be key in cognitive development. Caregivers should provide children with toys, blocks, crayons, and other educational tools. Frequent interaction while playing also helps children learn and makes them feel welcome to explore and ask questions. We would all do well to remember that children are one of a kind. They enter childcare with unique backgrounds, experiences, and abilities. Levels of skill and development vary even among children of the same age. All of these differences can affect how a child adjusts and responds to a new learning environment. Children develop best when involved in activities that are at an appropriate level of difficulty. By being aware of individual strengths and vulnerabilities and being sensitive to cultural, language, and socioeconomic backgrounds, caregivers can become skilled at identifying needs and creating effective learning experiences that build on a child's existing skills. When interacting with children, care providers should try to refer to familiar people, places, and things. They should be sensitive to individual characteristics like temperament, learning style, and physical ability. They should create activities that are interesting and challenging, but achievable. As much influence as care providers have, it's also true that parents are a young child's first teacher and the greatest influence in their child's life. Parents and caregivers are well advised to form a strong partnership that involves open lines of communication. Sharing information on a child's progress allows both the parents and the caregivers to reinforce what that child has learned and helps providers gain more insight into the child's unique background. Perhaps most important, a strong partnership between caregivers and parents will show children that the adults in their lives care about each other as well as about them. The special relationship that both parents and caregivers have with young children is at times challenging, often rewarding, and frequently a combination of the two. But research tells us that there are things that we can do to make the most out of the opportunities available to us. First, it's critical to provide a nurturing, emotionally stable environment for children by being sensitive to each child's needs, by providing an orderly, secure, safe, and healthy setting, and by encouraging self-expression, love of learning, and participation. Parents and caregivers should work together to promote positive social behavior by modeling positive behavior that embraces diversity and differences and demonstrates empathy and compassion, by encouraging childhood friendships, and by teaching children how to resolve their conflicts. A child's early learning efforts should be supported by providing activities that challenge children to think and solve problems, by fostering curiosity, motivation, self-direction, and persistence, and by responding to each child according to his or her abilities and temperament. Helpful feedback should be provided by offering praise when appropriate and recognizing accomplishments, by observing a child's interactions and behavior patterns, and by keeping routine, open communication between parents and caregivers. And last, parents and providers should work together to offer unconditional support and love to all children, regardless of physical characteristics, behavior, social or religious status, and family income. The information for this podcast and the associated booklet was compiled with the support of the McCormick Tribune Foundation in Chicago and based on 4 flagship reports from the National Research Council. You may find this booklet online free to download as a PDF or to read online. You may also check out the full text of the 4 reports online at the National Academies Press. They are From Neurons to Neighborhoods, The Science of Early Childhood Development, Eager to Learn, Educating Our Preschoolers, How People Learn, Brain, Mind, Experience, and School, and Starting Out Right, a guide to promoting children's reading success. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.